Opinions expressed on this podcast do not necessarily reflect those of the management of Louisville.am and Veritas New Media, a Louisville.am production.
What happens next with the Louisville Improvisers?
And this is Rick Redding with the Rusty Satellite Show. This is the home of the most interesting people in the Ville, and I'm very excited about my guest this week. I'm waiting for her to show up at the studio. As usual, Rusty has the greatest guest in the world, and this week I'm expecting Jennifer Lawrence, the Hollywood actress, Louisville native. It's very exciting that she's going to be has agreed to be on the Rusty Satellite Show. I'm very excited. So, there's somebody at the door. I hope that's her.
Hey, Rick.
Yeah,
Rick Redding, right? Yeah. Chris Anger with the Louisville Improvisers.
Hey, Alec Bowles, Louisville Improvisers.
Brian Hines, Louisville Improvisers.
I'm glad to meet you guys, but I'm kind of waiting for Jennifer Lawrence. So if you don't mind.
This is all right. But
speak for us, Chris.
Okay. Yeah. Well, this is a little awkward. We actually just ran into Jennifer. She just dropped off a DVD at Heine Brothers Wild and got her coffee. She's actually had to leave town suddenly.
Does she not know who I am?
The
show is about. It's the most interesting people in the Ville.
Right. And she said, look. And Alec knows her. She went to Walden Theater for a little bit.
So yeah, my brother dated her mom in seventh grade at Mother Good Counsel.
Okay. Well, that probably
she was busy in seventh grade. I've met like five people who say they dated her in seventh grade.
No, this is her mother.
Oh, her mother.
Her mother. No, okay. No, not her.
Well, no, and trust me, that list is even longer. But anyway. it's kind of awkward. She said, look, guys, because we're actually going to be in her next movie. We're going to be in the next Hunger Games movie. And she said, look, I got to leave town. But if you guys could fill in for me, I know you guys aren't expecting this, but if you could, you guys are interesting enough to be on Rick's show. So anyway,
Together.
Well, I mean, any one of you individually wouldn't make the cut.
Right.
We
accept that. Interesting enough person.
But
right.
United.
But United, we actually make one interesting person.
Mm-hmm.
So we're at your disposal, Rick, and I'm sure you're familiar with our long history and our work speaks for itself. So
Chris, I'm a little hungry, man. Do you have anything to eat?
Yeah. Hold on, let me get that. And I know you're going to ask about my fanny pack.
Why didn't
Rick.
You get? I offered cookies. I was getting cookies for everybody at Honey.
But I wasn't hungry then.
Okay.
Well, no,
I'm hungry now.
That was like 4 minutes ago.
I know. Five minutes makes a difference.
I thought if I wasn't going to get Jennifer Lawrence, at least I'd get like the beer podcast guys. You got water? You brought me water?
Yeah, Brian, give me your water. Give me your water, bro.
Well, I've sipped, but here.
No, it's almost full. It's almost full. I mean, it's practically fresh.
My pleasure.
Yeah.
Don't you have any macaroons in there?
I do. I got a macaroons, and I have a half a Pop-Tart. It's yours.
Oh, which? What? No, it's strawberry. Never mind.
Dude, eat it.
No, I don't like
I don't
want
to listen to this.
I don't like strawberry.
Let's not do this in front of Rick, okay?
What are we doing?
We're talking about... Just eat, because otherwise you're going to be a nightmare. So just eat the Pop-Tart.
Okay, I'll eat it.
And then we'll get paella.
Hey, Rick, is there a bathroom around here?
I think there's one. I don't know. You guys are like hijacking my show.
I'll be right back.
I'm really
I'll
waiting.
I'll be right back.
Well, while you're out, go get some beer.
Well, I do have a flask in my... Yeah. Let me just get out. Yeah, I have...
Some schnapps.
I have some peppermint schnapps in my fanny pack.
Oh, wow. Peppermint schnapps is great.
First of all, Rick, I mean, it's kind of not the way we would have wanted to do it, but we're huge fans of your show, and we're actually...
Well, that makes three of you. Mm-hmm. Thanks.
Yeah. Well, no, you
can't
no.
speak for Alec.
But no, you can't speak for Alec, and I stopped trying years ago, but I got to say we're a little hurt because you have the most interesting people in the Ville, and we've never actually been formally... invited on the show, so I'm not really sure.
Well, I'm only up to like 160 people so far, so you're not in the top 160.
Wow.
But there's hope that within the top 200, maybe.
Is there any toilet paper around here?
Dude, just use your T-shirt.
Okay, I'll be back.
Where are those wipes I got you?
Wipes?
Yeah.
Oh, I got him right okay. here.
Dude, yeah.
Like a toddler.
He is. I know. And that's why, you know, yeah. I'm glad at least he'd have that pop.
This kind of shit never happens on my show. I just want you to tell, let you know.
Well, we apologize, Rick. But this was unexpected for us. But, I mean, we'd love to talk to you while we're here. I mean, I'm sure you're familiar with our work.
Oh yeah, I listen to your podcast all the time. Isn't that what everybody tells you?
Well, yeah, but I think in some cases they mean it. I'm getting a vibe. Is it me?
We've gotten off on the wrong foot.
Yeah, Rick.
They got Sports Illustrated.
Yeah. All right, just read it. Yeah. Yeah, he can't sit still.
I see. I know people like that.
Toilet, apparently.
Well, all right.
No,
so.
That's what happens with my show. I promote it on Facebook. I do all this stuff, and mm-hmm. everybody, you know, talks to me and says, "Oh yeah, I heard you're doing that Rusty Satellite show." I said, "Do you ever listen to it?" Well, no, I haven't figured out how to hit those buttons yet. To make it work.
When is it on?
Yeah, right. What time do I have to tune in?
Is it on every day?
It's exhausting.
I mean, it's like God. You must be really tired.
It's always on.
It's always on. Well, we have the same thing because, you know, that they say that to us. And, you know, we've been around, you know, the improvisers, and I know you've been around town for a long time. We've been actually doing shows together. Brian's been with us about 3 years, but the improvisers themselves have been around over 15 years.
Wow.
And they say, oh, yeah, we love you guys. And I go, when was the last time you came to a show? Oh, yeah, about 10 years ago.
Okay, I'm back.
All right, good. Just...
So, Alan, can you either like stay or go?
Yeah, I'm fine. I'm fine.
Just choose one.
Well, thank you, Rick, because maybe coming from somebody else it'll mean something.
Man, it's just that stuff in Sports Illustrated when they have the little articles about the high school players.
It's
the swimsuit
issue. That's what you were doing. It just came out.
Yeah,
that's where you've been.
Stay right where you are.
Okay.
Okay.
I hadn't gotten to the pictures yet.
Yeah. Okay. So, Rick, we're not even in the top 200 interesting people.
Well, you could be if you make it in like the next 20 weeks.
Okay. All right. Well,
in June, there will be a 2-year 100 show party.
Yeah. All right.
Satellite show, and you know, I hope you guys make it by then.
Well, I hope so too. Who you got lined up?
Well, if you happen to watch next week, I have the cello guy, Ben Sully, is going to be on my show.
Really? Oh. We're not more interesting than Ben Sully?
No, you're...
Dude, really?
He's a really... You know, he rode his bike to Bonnaroo and played 8 shows along the way.
Do you know why? Because he lost his license.
Yeah, well...
He really lost it. He couldn't find it for like a week.
Well, I heard it was parking tickets, but was that it?
No, he really lost it.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Yeah, well, he seems a very irresponsible young man. He's 27, and you know, he's got all this
kid
going on.
He's got a kid.
He's 27 and has a kid.
Can you believe that?
Babies having babies.
How many kids did you have at the age of 27, Chris?
You have a 27-year-old, don't you?
Yes,
I do.
Twins.
Victor? Yeah. Victor? Yeah, yeah, yeah. Victor Jr. is 27.
Yeah.
You named your kid Victor Jr.?
No. No, he actually changed his name to Victor Jr. because he wanted to...
From what?
From Chris Anger Jr.
Oh, okay.
But he still kept the Jr. It was weird because he kept the Jr. part, but he said, my name is Victor. And I said, okay, Victor.
My oldest son's an art. He was on my show. He's one of the most interesting.
You know, oh Jesus! Really?
Really?
Nepotism.
He turned 25 yesterday. He changed his name from Nick, mm-hmm. which is what I gave him, to Nike, the goddess. He was thinking of the goddess, so it's Nike instead of.
And how do you feel about that, Rick?
Well, I'm okay with it.
Okay, good.
You still paying the bills?
Not many of them, and if I weren't okay with it, it really wouldn't matter because, you know.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Well,
you
it's
know
just,
how they are.
Well, right. I mean, I know. You know, Victor and I mean, we're going through a – first of all, thank you for bringing that up.
I thought it needed to be said.
Well, you're right.
Time?
We had a rough mm-hmm. patch. We had a rough patch, and he tried to stab me the last time I saw him. And, I mean, it was okay. It was with a fork. I mean, but still.
Didn't hurt.
Yeah, well, it didn't hurt, and now we can't go back to the hometown buffet. So that's kind of a lose-lose for everybody.
Yeah.
I wondered why we couldn't go back. No,
when,
I know.
When is the food going to get here? You guys invited me in here. I expect food.
Yeah, yeah. Well, we don't, we're going to.
But this is your show, dude.
Oh. Oh, yeah. Well, Jennifer was going to bring.
She was going to bring food.
Yeah. She always cooks.
She didn't say that anything about it to us. Well, no, but she does cook. When we had her out to the summer house, remember?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
There, because, you know, we haven't invited you. But we did invite you to our Christmas party at the Manor, and you didn't show up.
Oh. Louisville Emperor, you didn't get it?
You didn't get the invitation?
I don't think I got the invite on
the
that
The Evite?
I always show when anybody invites me.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That must have been Carlita.
Well, she's gone.
She, you know, she's like three ago.
Yeah, yeah.
We have a real problem keeping front desk.
Well, help.
But Barry seems to be working out.
Oh, yeah, I don't know if you – do you know Barry Berenson?
Yeah.
I've heard of young Barry, yes.
Yeah, yeah, well, he was just
– yeah. He's now our concierge, front desk attendant.
Our man Friday.
Right. Yeah.
He used to like find interesting people and
put him on
TV. And,
yeah.
You know, so
he was fine when we found him. He was looking for interesting things. And
well, he was panhandling.
Yeah.
Outside WDRB.
He's just trying to get to the Taco Bell.
That's all he was trying to do. Yeah. So we bought him a chalupa, and he
transition. You know, everybody moves from one thing to the next.
Exactly.
Ebb and flow.
Yeah, ebb and flow. Yep. So, I mean, you've got to be familiar with that.
How many like interesting people have you guys had on your podcast?
Well, we've done 30 something of our podcast. I think everybody. We've had everybody. We had Barry Berenson.
Yeah,
I'm looking for people that like to steal because I'm running out. I'm running low, and
there's not that many interesting people, really.
Gotta be honest with you, Rick. We've had like 30, and we've already started to repeat people.
Yeah.
So
yeah,
I don't want to tell you how to run your show, but 160.
Wow, you know,
it's.
I think it might be stretching the boundaries.
Yes, you know, when you have to have like Ben Salee on, and you know, I'm running out of people.
Well, that's I know, and don't get me wrong. I think Ben's a nice kid. We like him, you know, and we had him. He played at one of our parties.
He played at the summer party.
Yeah.
On the small stage.
Yeah, by the garage.
Right.
Well, I've
been kind of using the show as a way to, you know, hang out with interesting, beautiful women. You know, a couple weeks ago, I had Katie George, Miss Kentucky, on the show. That was really fun.
I bet. Yeah.
She was better than you guys.
Well, I mean, we have no problem with that. Did she actually? Did she mention us?
No, she.
You know, we were her first volleyball coaches.
Oh, really?
Yeah, we coached her in juniors.
Well, we a lot of groups, a lot of organizations sponsor Little League teams. We sponsored a volleyball team.
Yeah.
For a little while, a couple of summers.
Two seasons, I guess.
Two seasons. Yeah. We didn't go to any of the games, but
we had that box.
We had the box. I mean, it was there.
Did you sponsor because Katie was on the team, or she just happened to be on the team?
She just happened to be on the team.
It's our love of the sport.
It was her. I mean, her talent was apparent immediately.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Her personality, her likability, she's take charge, but she's down to earth.
Well, you guys ought to have her on your show since you know her so well.
Well, we do, and actually, it's kind of weird. I think she might. You know, I think she changed her cell phone number or something.
They're just not getting through the texts.
She's not answering your texts.
They're not just mine.
They all say delivered.
and they all say read.
Right.
Well, you know, you guys got to learn if you're going to get these people on your show. You got to understand you got to deal with their people. You don't just call the person. You got to call the person's their people.
Okay.
She has people now?
She has people.
Wow. I think we can take a lesson from this.
No. I think this is
how to run a better podcast.
I think this is fortuitous. Rick, any other kind of helpful hints you can give us about running a better podcast or getting more quote unquote interesting people?
More interesting people. I just go through the news and see an interesting name there. Mm-hmm. And I call that person up and ask them to be on the show.
Mm-hmm.
You might try that.
Okay. All right.
And they call you back?
Well, you know, sometimes. I, you know, I'm kind of a big shot myself, as you know.
Well, you are. You've been around for a long time.
Yeah, I mean, you know, we used to wake up in the morning when we were having cereal at the table at the Manor. We would read DeVille Voice every morning.
Oh, wow.
You know, we remember you from that.
Yeah.
I lost some hair doing that.
Did you?
That was difficult.
So you're wearing is that a rug?
No, that's great. No.
It's really full looking.
I mean, it's way better than Rand Paul's, man. I got to tell you, boy, that's a nice.
You go to Brian? You went to Dr. Brian Parsley, didn't you?
No, I didn't.
Yeah. I did. See?
But I unfortunately still have most of my hair, but it was hard to write a lot of content all every day. You know, that was tough.
I bet. Yeah. How long did you do that? A couple of years.
Probably, well, with that website, I did it for like 3 years, and then I went to another one, and then I went to another one, and, you know, I kept moving. I always move.
Is it you or them?
I think it's me, I hope. I hope, but you know, we always reinvent those stories about how we move so that sounds better, so that what we do sounds better.
Well, we're the hero of our own journey.
That's right.
We are, right.
I'm starring
Except
in the play.
Brian and I are just the hero. We're in Chris's journey.
Let's be more explicit, his journey cover band.
Right. Well, you know, yeah, we're big in the Philippines.
Well, I'm impressed that you've been doing anything for 15 years.
Alk and I have been, you know, working together specifically for over 15 years, and then Brian's been with us. We found Brian, a scrappy young Brian Hines, about 3 years ago?
Three or four now?
We met him when we were doing a short stint at Eddyville.
Yeah. We were doing improv behind bars. And
I was an orderly.
Brian was an orderly, and he was he was an understudy in the Shakespeare behind bars, and then we snatched him. I mean, his time was up, and he's getting paroled.
Did that involve an escape?
No.
It was all above board. We didn't have to.
It involved an adoption.
Well, and
we have adopted him. Well,
no, legally. Legally, he has. I mean, his stage name is still Brian Hines, but legally, his name is Brian Anger Jr.
Well, I'll tell you my claim to fame. Why I'm impressed by 15 years. I've never had the same employment. I've never celebrated a 4-year anniversary, and you know I'm not like 27,
right? You know, why is that, Rick? I mean, you always on to the next best thing. Do you burn your bridges? What's going on with you?
It's a mixture of things. There's a story for every move.
Yeah,
and some of them are not pleasant.
Yeah, I bet.
But, well, you know, if you change jobs, you also change houses. I change places I live, and I change, like, girlfriends, too. I just like change.
All right, let's ask you right now then, Rick. You got a job?
I do.
You have a house?
Yes.
New house?
I've been there about a year,
Okay, cool.
Yeah.
Girlfriend?
A year, yeah.
Same
yeah.
girlfriend?
How long?
She's coming up on 2 years.
Ooh. Wow, yeah.
Does she know she only has two years left?
She's getting worried. She tells me all the time. I know my time is short. I've got hopes for her.
Well, at least you're honest.
Thank you.
Front.
Well, that's what I've heard about Rick Redding. Talk about town. I mean, you know, when we were at the media cabals. That's great. No, thank you for your honesty, Rick. Now, who else have you had on?
Who else? Well, I don't know. You know, my I get asked a lot when I go in and talk to somebody. They say, "Who was your coolest guest, or who was the best interview?"
Well, after today, we're going to know the answer.
And now I can say my second choice. I had the musician Paul Thorne. If you know,
Paul K.
Thorne?
Yeah.
He is
not
Paul Thorne is different than Paul K.
Yeah. He is?
He's completely different.
I always thought it was Paul K. Thorne.
No. But he's kind of and I love Paul K. He can be a little thorny. But
Maybe that's it. Just know Paul K.
Right.
You did
right?
a thing because in your mind did, to associate him
and
with
we
something.
Did, I think didn't we work with him in something?
We did, yeah,
but
yeah.
A long time ago.
Right. We were doing kind of
and he was kind of an asshole.
No, I wouldn't use the term asshole.
No.
I say he was a little thorny.
Thorny. Okay.
But
who's Paul Thorne?
He's a singer-songwriter.
Rock and roll star. He's from Tupelo, Mississippi.
And anybody else know who came from Tupelo?
Elvis Presley.
Birthplace of Elvis Presley.
Come on. What do you think? You're in a room full of amateurs here?
Some days I wonder, my friend.
We all took the Graceland tour with you, Chris.
Yeah, right? We took it twice with you. God, wow. He cried. Chris cried the entire time.
Really?
I was crying by the time I got out of the car. But yeah, I'm sensitive to that. I love Elvis.
He took one look at the Lisa Marie, you know, the plane across the street.
Yeah.
Oh my God, he broke down in tears.
Well, I went
there when I was in college.
Did you?
Yeah. Well, I was drunk at the time.
Yeah. Well, I mean, it's the only way to go, right?
It was. It was fun.
Yeah. Oh shit, boy. Yeah, we'd had a couple of drinks too. We tried to go upstairs, and
they wouldn't let us go in the bathroom either in the garage.
We go, come on, man.
That's where he died.
He died. We died on the head. Yeah.
Yeah, and they wouldn't let us go in there.
So Paul Thorne, was he good? Was he a nice guy?
He was really good. He was really, the girlfriend was there. He was giving me all kinds of advice on how to handle her and do that stuff.
Yeah,
handle your girlfriend, and she was right there?
Yeah, she was right there. He said, you better act up. Paul would be looking for somebody else if you don't do the right thing. Paul sings all these songs about love and all that, and then he, you know.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. They play him on FBK. Yeah, yeah. I like him. Yeah.
So he was a great one of the very few people who don't live in Louisville who've been on the show.
Wow. Yeah, yeah,
Most
yeah.
Most of them, you know, live
and
around
this is
here.
Paul K. Thorne, right?
Paul Thorne.
Yes.
Paul Thorne.
Okay.
I don't know his middle name. Well, that sounds good. Yeah.
That's fun. You know, it's people from business, people from politics, people from.
Have you had the mayor on your show?
I have had the mayor on my show.
Okay, that's bullshit. He wouldn't take.
Is he turning you guys down?
Yeah, he shut us down hard, man.
Well, you got to know the people.
Well, that's the problem.
Well, yeah.
I know his people.
Yeah. Do you?
Yeah,
he's got lots of people.
I know. Well, who's his number one person?
It's Chris Pointer. That's the guy you got to know.
And Chris. Remember what happened between you and Chris Pointer?
Just Chris K. Pointer?
Yeah.
It is, yeah.
I can put again a good word in for you.
It wouldn't have.
First of all, I mean, I wish you would, but it probably won't help.
Yeah.
I mean, I'll tell you what.
There's a lot of history between Pointer and anger.
Well, you know, you hear about elephants with good memories. Pointer don't forget shit.
That's
too bad because it's
like 13 years ago.
And it was a misunderstanding. I just happened to be in the room. I wasn't the one that said it. I mean, he turned around.
What? Why did he?
I didn't say it either.
He's going to break that door.
All right. Well, all right. I apologize.
It's
Rick.
Okay. See, I feel that what we're learning here is that any bridge that you burn could potentially come back and bite you in the butt later on.
Yeah. I mean, that's
so you can't get the mayor because you ticked off Pointer.
Somebody did, but I'm taking the fall.
Okay.
Still, 13 years later.
I can't help you then.
You can't help? Wait, what? I thought you had. Don't you have
can't get you the mayor if Pointer can stop that from happening.
Well, you can vouch for me and tell him that, you know, the way you heard it, it was a misunderstanding, and anger said, no, it never happened, because it didn't.
Okay.
Look.
That works for you.
The real question, Rick, is does it work for you? I mean, can you sell the story?
Okay, I'm back.
Oh, good.
Page 37.
All right. Dude, zip your fly.
Oh, okay.
The mayor was such a big deal. I have two guests in every show.
Right.
But the show I had the mayor, he was the only guest.
He ran long. Somebody got bumped.
I let him ramble on a little bit.
So you had Mayor Jerry on?
No, I've not. I've had like several politicians, but not the mayor.
Yarmouth?
I have had Yarmouth. Both John and Aaron.
Mm.
All right. Give me a minute, people.
Nope. There.
Okay. Listen, Rick, while Chris is out of the room, Chris ran for mayor in 2006.
Ah.
And it was the Vote with Anger campaign. Mm-hmm. Got more votes than, and this is a true story, got more votes than Elvis and Jesus.
Did he beat Jackie Greene?
He didn't beat Jackie Greene. Okay.
So Jackie's there, been on the show.
So so Chris is, you know, politically, Chris feels like he should be with those guys in this town. Mm-hmm. And I just wanted to throw that out there. He gets a little touchy about that every once in a while. Brian, why don't you get him out of that bathroom? Because, you know, if he's...
Why do I have to get him out of
that bathroom? Because the magazine is in
Hold
there.
Hold on. Let me get the door.
Okay. Chris, come on.
Is he still here?
Yes, it's his studio.
Oh, sorry. Hey, Rick, I'm sorry.
Chris, I just want to tell you, Chris, I'm really sorry. I was probably blogging back then, and I probably didn't give your campaign enough attention. Or, you know, you could have at least gotten more votes than Jackie Greene.
Yeah. Well, no. Thank you. I mean, you know, even though it's all hindsight is 20/20, thank you for saying that now, Rick. I appreciate that. Because I don't know if anybody told you, but it's still, obviously, it's still a little bit of a sore subject with me.
Well, you can always run again. You know, that's a great thing about it.
Well, I mean, Kelly Dannard and I talked about this at Jim King's funeral. I'm never going to run again, and neither is Kelly. It's just, you know what? We had the window was open, now it's closed. And first of all, did you ever have Jim King on?
No, I didn't. And unfortunately, he was on my list. I didn't know he was sick.
There's an opening.
Well, I mean, okay. Look,
you can have his slot, I guess.
Thank you.
I'm not sure when I was going
to
have him.
Okay. I mean, the fact that we had to ask.
Certainly before 200.
You know, top 200 is not bad.
You know what? Yeah.
What about Katie? Did you have Katie on? His daughter?
Oh, no, I haven't. She'd probably be a lot more interesting, I would think.
Well, I think she's more of a wild card than Jim was. I mean, because that was the thing about her, you know. I mean,
you got to be careful. You got a list of things you're not allowed to ask by the people. You know,
right,
people.
Right,
we'll do this, but can't talk about that.
What was on the mayor's list? What couldn't you talk about?
I couldn't talk about his opponents in the mayor like you. He didn't want me to talk about you.
Well, it's kind of weird. Yeah. I don't know. It's kind of funny. I think we're above that, but we're not.
He gets a little uncomfortable talking about his opponents.
Right. He didn't even mention my name, did he?
Past mayor's races.
Did my name come up?
Well, Pointer told me not to ask him about you.
Jesus.
You know, Pointer.
See?
I mean, we're going to have to bury the hatchet. If we're going to live in this town,
I'll call Chris on Monday.
Cool.
And let's, you know, we'll go down to Cunningham's. We'll have a fish sandwich.
Okay.
We'll talk about it.
All right. Because I still have his shovel.
I know you do.
I mean.
It's a spade, technically.
Whatever. I mean. Okay. I mean, I'm sure he's bought another one, but technically it's his, and I want to give it back.
Well, we'll get together. We'll go to Cunningham's.
Better be careful that, you know, they're closed. At Cunningham's. I don't know. You haven't been downtown lately?
Not recently.
Oh, yeah. All that road construction.
I mean, they're doing it. They're building a bridge or something.
Yeah. Is that what that is?
I don't know. I thought it was a museum.
Yeah, I wasn't really sure.
I thought it was part of the speed expansion.
This is a rich area for guests if you haven't gone into the restaurant scene. So I've had plenty of chefs on my show.
Oh, yeah? Oh, yeah. I did a show with one of them. Castro, one of the Castros. Was there a Castro?
Fidel or Raul?
Juan? The baseball player?
Let me get back to you on that one.
You probably did Anoush Sheriot. You know, he's Anoush. He's the only guy I know named Anoush.
Well, yeah, because most of them are women, yeah.
That are Anoush.
I'm not saying most chefs are women. I'm saying most Anoushes.
Yeah, or women.
Right, well, my ex-mother-in-law was named Anoush.
Mm-hmm. God, she was a fiery woman.
She was a sweetheart.
Spicy lady. Yeah.
You know what?
You know, I haven't seen a 70-year-old look that good in a long time.
No, dude.
Mm-hmm.
Dude. Anyway. What else was on the mayor's list?
The mayor, I'm trying to think. He doesn't like to talk about, you know, his family. You know, his son had that
DUI. That was not.
Yeah. I wasn't allowed to bring that up.
Oh.
Hmm. Did he have his big bodyguard?
I don't
know. You see that guy?
I didn't. He wasn't there the day I was there, you know.
Big
just
guy.
Pointer.
A just pointer was the bodyguard? Was he just sort of sitting at the table going, shaking his head, no?
Yeah.
That's the Chris Pointer I remember.
He said no to you a lot.
It's weird because I think the problem with he and I, and I hesitate to say there's a problem, but apparently, you know, him refusing to let us talk to the mayor or even come on our show, I'll use the word, I think we're too much alike, and I think that's where we butted heads.
Well, another strategy for you, Chris, you might try this, I don't know, but you know, sometimes I have like people around them on my show, so you sort of work up to it, and you say, oh, yeah. Like Ted Smith is one of the mayor's top guys, and I've had him on the show.
Really?
And he's an interesting guy.
Is he?
I mean, Ted Smith. It doesn't sound very interesting, but
yeah. So you had him on, huh? Okay. Yeah. Well, we know people that the mayor knows. Yeah. Wait. Oh my God, that's the Castro I was thinking about. It's the mayor's gardener.